Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Oops. This portion of the show, once that music goes away, is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're joined today by Nick Goff from Spikes Tactical. How you doing, sir?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm good. I've had lots of questions on my mind, though, and you would be the one to ask. And so I want to kick this off with this one question. With the AR-15s that you know of that are in circulation, and I mean, there's some that are really high-end and there's some that are entry-level, what do you think would be their lifespan, if they were used on a regular basis constantly, like the rifles they're handing out into Ukraine right now?
Well, I mean, as kind of everything, I mean, same thing as cars, you know, you have the highest end car or the lowest end car, it's kind of how you maintain it, and how much care and attention you provide to when a problem presents itself or prior to it presenting itself. So, I can't foresee there being a level of firearm, AR related at least. I know they're handing out Mosin Nagants as well, but as far as ARs go, it doesn't really matter the level of cost necessarily, as long as it was assembled with quality parts to begin with by a knowledgeable person and then maintained accordingly. There's no reason it can't last and outlast the person holding it.
So for someone that might be going out into a environment where they're not going to hear as or not going to they're not going to have somebody they're going to be able to turn to in order to maintain their weapon. So with an AR-15, what would you recommend that if somebody has to go out into the field, so to speak, and we know we're not coming back for a month, 2 months, sort of like these guys are right now. I don't know what their supply chain is like. I don't know what their logistics are like. If we're going to go out there, what would we want to carry in the way of maintenance, and what would we want to carry in the way of spare parts? What do we want to carry?
Yeah, certainly you're going to want to have some kind of, bore snake or a collapsible bore cleaning rod of some nature. The rod, I would say, is a preferable one to have, just because if something were to get stuck in your bore, you'd be able to punch it out. So it's kind of a dual purpose, but a bore snake does just fine as far as keeping it clean and operable. And on that note, keeping your muzzle out of the dirt, rock free and debris free is obviously very important when you go to take that shot. So just ensuring that the bore is clean and clear of any obstructions, and then knowing how to basic field strip your rifle, remove the DCB, remove the buffer tube, you're just the actual buffer itself in the spring. Make sure that stays debris-free, especially if there's like a lot of moisture. You want to look at that stuff. Make sure all the parts that move when you pull it out, the bolt inside of the bolt carrier moves. rubbery and doesn't get jammed up. And then, you know, a high-quality lubricant obviously is going to help. And one that has a dual-purpose rust protectant would be good. Just that way you're not having to carry multiple solvents with you. But, yeah, just your basic cleaning kit. Nothing that you can't fit inside of a small box or a small pouch inside your plate carrier or your rucksack or whatever it is that you're carrying. But, yeah, just making sure that it stays dry from unnecessary moisture, but lubricated with proper solvents, that would definitely be the key to that.
So I guess the other question would be, like, the level that I was taught to clean the AR or the M16 when I was in the military, is that sufficient? Is that a sufficient level of understanding how to break the gun down and keep it clean?
It is, and the reason for that is if you start going much past that, you're starting to deal with little pins and little screws and stuff that are really hard to replace in the field if you strip it out or lose it.
Right.
So, you know, it is kind of caught to the lowest common denominator for a reason. But that's not to say that you shouldn't have someone, if you can, with you that is capable of a higher level of service. You know, whether it's an armor or someone of that nature, maybe they carry some extra screws and pins and whatnot, just in case something does have to be replaced. You know, it's always good to have some extra bolts or bolt carriers with you, because sometimes just changing that out can solve a lot of problems as well. So, you know, if I were to be in that scenario, I would definitely make sure that myself or someone I was with had access to or supply of all that extra critical furniture, if you will, for the firearms that we were using.
Yeah. I have three Spikes guns, and of the three Spikes guns I have, including the one with the Roman helmet, the
Crusader.
Yeah, the Crusader. I have never had a stoppage in that, which is that's a big thing, to not have a stoppage. I've never had a round get caught in the breech. I've never had it get sticky in the breech and have a failure to extract. Is that due more to the ammo I'm using, or is that due more to the engineering of that particular, of your particular gun?
You know, I think it'd be kind of silly to say that it's one thing or the other.
Right.
Necessarily. It's kind of a totality of the circumstances, right? Like, if you use I like using cars as an example, just because they are, you know, a pretty good example of engineering and whatnot, but, you know, you have the highest end car and you throw the junkiest gas in it, it's probably not going to perform quite as well. So it's the same thing with ammo and firearms. And, you know, I can speak to ourselves, and, you know, I know every part that comes in that has a spec to it gets checked for that spec. And then when it's assembled, it's quality controlled by at least two people, if not three or four, depending on what the build is or what the part is. So, you know, it really does come down to quality control across the board, whether you're machining the parts yourselves, getting them from vendors, the assembly process. It just takes one person or a little bit of oversight to not care so much to let a piece pass through that shouldn't pass through, and then, you know, the whole system kind of out of whack. So it is kind of everything from the ammunition that you're using to the parts that the weapon was assembled with and who it was assembled by.
Well, I guess it kind of, the other thing that I was just thinking about, in that setting, you're going to be shooting whatever kind of ammo you have or can find or gets issued or whatever. Sure. So I guess at that point, the maintenance of the firearm and the way it was put together in the first place comes into play a little bit more. But like I said, my range ammo is basically garbage, 55 grain, just regular old boat tail stuff. And I have no issues with that. I would have no issue running down, you know, running out the door with it. I'm still looking for some 75 grain to go in this DMR I've gotten hold of.
Good luck.
Yeah, that's the problem. I mean, that would be my ideal carry weapon now.
For sure.
Because I'm not a runner anymore.
Not to cut you off or backtrack at all, but, you know, it is another good idea when you do get issued a piece of equipment or...
Hold that thought. Hold that right there, Nick. We'll pick that up on the other side. Talking to Nick Goff from Spikes Tactical. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Thank you.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. We are talking to Nick Goff from Spikes Tactical, and you were just about to tell me something, so please do.
Yeah, no, I was just kind of going to caveat on our little piece there about the ammunition and gear selection, but it's important that if you're assembling the rifle yourself or you're getting it from a manufacturer that you're aware of kind of the spec to which they're doing their timing with the gas system and the buffer weights and whatnot, because sometimes you run into some manufacturers who like to tune that so it shoots super soft with a cartridge, but then you start trying to switch up cartridges, whether it's bullet weight or powder charge or whatever, and then the gun doesn't want to function quite as well because it was tailored to that one specific. So just run a bunch of stuff through it and just make sure that there's no malfunctions with, you know, a handful of different types of ammo if you have access to them.
Right. So, insofar as, like, my Spikes guns, I would have no issue taking them out there, and I would go out there with them with a high degree of confidence as to their reliability. Is that going to be the same for everybody out there? I mean, the answer has to be no, but I wonder to what degree. I wonder how much, like, if you get something that's a little less expensive, a little less higher end, and you get, is there anything you can do to mitigate what might be those shortcomings? Because I've always thought mil-spec means we intend for it to break, but we got the parts.
Yeah, and you know, you could throw in any mil-spec part from anybody. That's kind of like adult Legos, kind of. It doesn't matter if it came from your Lego box or someone else's, it should fit as long as it's the same mil-spec, right?
Right.
You know, it's tough to see just on the surface. You know, if you pull out a bolt carrier and you try to pull on the bolt, pull it in and out, see how it cycles, is it a little sticky or whatnot? Yeah, it may wear in, it may help with some lubricant on it of some sort, but, you know, if it's sticky, it's probably machined a little wonky, a little on the chintzy side, if you will. You can just kind of tell quality when you look and feel and use it, and you know, that's kind of the biggest thing I tell people is, like, don't buy something for game day. You know, you're not going to go out there on the biggest day of your life running in the Olympics and throw on new shoes, right? So get something, train with it, identify weak spots, identify if it's running into some malfunctions. I have a friend going through it right now with an AR 6.5 Creedmoor. It's been nothing but problems from the start, and we really can't figure it out. We just know that something's not right. We have an idea of what it is, but it's nothing that you would have been able to tell when you bought it off the shelf. So it's tough without actually just running them for all their worth to tell, you know, when you're going to run into problems and what's going to cause it.
So in terms of all of this stuff, with an AR-15, I'm going to presume that all of the things that you can put on it, because it is like a set of Legos, I'm going to presume that none of that stuff is going to mess up the way the gun operates itself unless it gets involved in the innards of the gun.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing you could kind of externally add, I guess you could say, and it's external, kind of internal, is an adjustable gas block. We're noticing kind of the prevalence of those increasing just as people are adding suppressors and whatnot as well. They're getting adjustable gas blocks to be able to tune their gun a little bit. So if you're not really, you know, aware of exactly how that specific gas block functions, then we notice people kind of go down the rabbit hole the wrong way and they're just kind of chasing their tail to fix it. So,
right.
But yeah.
Does it come down to simplicity? Is simplicity king with an AR-15?
You know, I like a hammer. A hammer's a pretty simple tool. It can do quite a few different things, use differently, but I like to keep it pretty simple. You know, I don't like to skeletonize things or try to reduce weight here and there. If a few ounces on the gun make or break my ability to carry it, it seems as though I'm the problem to me. So yeah, just run them for how they're built. I feel like there's so many more issues found when people try to frank and gun things together versus buying.
Did I lose you?
I don't know. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
I don't know. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, it's radio. You got to be able to hang with those unplanned dramatic things. I guess my other question would be, in the event that somebody would find themselves in a prolonged moment where they would be out there and they were on their own or they were with a group of people or anything else, with the AR-15, do you need to do anything to protect it from the elements besides lubricate it?
You shouldn't have to. I mean, in the way that they are designed, and the coatings that are applied to the receiver sets and the rails and all of the parts that go inside, you shouldn't have to. Keeping it clean and oiled is really all that it should require, honestly. If you're noticing, you know, still getting rust or wear and tear that's outside of common usage, then obviously that's a bigger problem than something you're going to be able to maintain in the field or back in your, you know, in your shop. So, again, it boils down to quality parts from the jump.
I keep looking at my setups that I have, and I'm definitely going out the door with the DMR. I'll just take whatever I've got. I don't know. I wonder about these things simply because I've been in the field for a prolonged period of time, and I was a cold warrior. And every time we dropped the weapon, well, of course, we would clean it. It was like sacrilege. Oh, my God, I dropped my weapon. And we would pick it up, and, you know, I would knock everything off of it, and that night I would make sure that I gave it a good cleaning. But then I never encountered things like mud. I never encountered a thing where I had to, you know, and I was in commo too. I was in communications, but the radio I ran and the tracked vehicle that it was sitting in was so strong. We basically would have to have keyed it and ran because the signal was so strong it could be triangulated in 4 seconds, and we figured it'd probably get blown out of the grid.
Right.
So we were abandoning ship. Send that message and run, and look and see what happened with it and everything else. And in those moments, I was carrying something like an M60, which is so big and has such a tolerance. And when we're talking about tolerance, we're talking about it's loose. It's not really tightly fitted. We'll pick this up on the other side. I'm talking to Nick Goff from Spikes Tactical. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Senator Rand Paul, the Republican from Kentucky, told Newsmax that anything that would cause the United States to become more directly involved in Russia's war with Ukraine cannot be made by executive order by the Biden administration.
The idea of war, the idea of the U.S. being directly involved in the war, the Constitution requires that it be debated in Congress. The president doesn't have the power to do or enter us into a war.
Paul also said that he believes that the United States is prepared adequately for cyber attacks by Russia.
The Senate Judiciary Committee has reconvened today on Capitol Hill, where Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson is undergoing another marathon day of questioning. While Democrats have the vote to confirm Biden's high court nominee on their own, Jackson's final day of questioning today could prove critical to the White House goal of securing at least some Republican support and shoring up the Supreme Court's credibility. This is USA Radio News. Russian military forces have destroyed a new laboratory at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant that, among other things, works to improve management of radioactive waste. The Russian military seized the decommissioned plant about a month ago. The exclusion zone is the contaminated area around the plant, the site of the worst nuclear meltdown in the world back in 1986. The laboratory contained highly active samples and samples of radioactive waste that are now in the hands of the enemy, which they hope will harm itself and not the civilized world. Evidence is mounting to show that organ donation from dying donors testing positive for SARS-CoV-2 appear to be safe and do not cause COVID-19 in the patient receiving the donated organ. The COVID pandemic exacerbated the shortage of abdominal organs for donation by increasing organ discard rates due to the unclear risk of using organs from COVID-19 infected donors. That study was recently completed by Duke University. This is USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Singular. Talking to Nick Goff from Spike's Tactical Logs. Talking about tolerances, we were fading away. Tolerance is something that comes with age, I presume. But with the AR-15, how much tolerance do we want it to have?
Yeah, you know, there's the book answer of, well, as long as it's within mil-spec, then it should keep, you know, running like a sewing machine, right?
Right.
But again, it kind of boils down to when you originally got that gun or that part that was in mil-spec, which end of mil-spec was that? Was that on the tighter end or was it on the ragged edge of being out of spec? Because certain parts are going to wear, and when they wear, does that put them now out of spec? So, you know, I personally like to see things a little bit on the tighter side of things.
Right.
Tighter to me, maybe because of my background, you know, corresponds and correlates to precision and consistency and repeatability, and that's what's important to me. But on that end as well, if it does wear, it's still going to wear to within mil-spec or within whatever tolerance is set for it. So I personally would prefer something on a little bit tighter end, obviously not so extreme that it has a hard time fitting, but if I had to pick or choose which polar end of that, I would definitely go towards the tighter end of tolerance.
Well, I imagine if you begin to think that maybe that's an issue, that you probably need to have somebody with a. I don't even know what the tool would be, but to measure how everything is fitting and measure what everything's looking like, which is probably
for sure,
a pretty small measurement to gather.
Yeah, I mean, as long as the gun is head spacing properly, that's kind of like the, I don't want to say the all-encompassing most important one, but, you know, that's definitely going to dictate the operation of that firearm's efficiency. If a gun's out of whack with head space, then it's never going to run correctly. So that's an easy, super easy thing to check. You can buy head space gauges on Amazon, you know, and have those in your toolkit. So, you know, I typically have a head space gauge for every kind of gun I have a head space gauge for it, so I can always check that. You know, for me, the $40-$50 spent on those total is well worth the peace of mind to be able to check that whenever I want. But sure, any good reputable gun shop or manufacturer in your area, you should be able to bring that into, and they can check the bolt face, make sure that that's in spec, and again, all the head space and timing and stuff like that. So
that kind of stuff. Now, let's shift a little bit, because once a year, because I've been a good boy, I get a gun from Spikes Tactical.
Yes, sir.
And I think the last time you were on, we discussed what the gun should be, and you made a recommendation to me. So my question is, how would that, because we're talking about in 300 blackout, which I presume mm-hmm. means that we would have to have 300 blackout ammo to go with that. How would a gun like that fare in an environment like this, do you think? Or would it matter? I mean, 300 blackout, no. I don't know that much about the caliber, to be honest with you.
For sure. Yeah, no, I mean, as far as the actual platform, it's going to have the same exact sustainability as any kind of AR platform. All the pieces and parts are the same, just chambered differently. So, yeah, again, at that point, it boils down to ammo availability, and that's obviously a big thing when you're possibly getting into a sustained conflict for who knows how long, right?
Right.
How much ammo surplus do you have for that? You know, the nice thing about that, though, is you can always swap barrels out and be good to go and run 5.56. So, you know, again, that's not a whole lot of tools that are required to do something of that nature. So, I think the biggest thing and recommendation is be active and go out and learn how to work on your stuff. You know, go
right.
Go learn how to identify, doing this, what could it possibly be? And again, like you said, you don't really get that necessarily in the military, depending on where you are.
Right.
You get that 30,000 foot view. So take the initiative and go take an armor's course, or go to your local gun shop and talk to the gunsmith or whatever. The more you know about your stuff, the higher your rate of survivability is in the long run.
Well, I've been looking for a reason besides sticking my nose in your business to come down to Florida and film at Spikes Tactical. And so when this gun is built, do you think it might be possible to come down there and have somebody there give me a quick block of instruction on how to deal with this should things go sideways?
I would highly recommend doing that. You know, it's obviously not feasible in the volume in which, you know, we push out guns, but you know, in the case where you're buying it from your local gun shop or whatever, yeah, by all means, have them take the time and talk you through it, show you how to field strip it, or point out things that are potential wear spots and things you should keep an eye on. But yeah, I mean, if you come down, I'm sure we could walk you through from taking the receiver set out of the warehouse to, you know, test firing. So even zero it right there in the back for you, or with you, even in that case. So,
but with this gun, if I wanted to, I could take it and I could throw another upper on it and it would work?
Yeah. Yep. You can literally have two uppers standing by and switch out if you need to.
So, that's interesting. I was a little worried about this. I was going to go through it. I want to see what this would do. I'll find somebody's got 300 blackout ammo. And, this one's going to be set up to carry a can, too, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so, you know, go through that process, get the can for it. then it becomes unrest, right? Huh?
You've also seen it, too. Right now, with the ammo situation the way it is, today you can get boatloads of 300 blackout. Tomorrow you can't get any. Tomorrow you can get boatloads of 5x6. You know, today you can't.
Right.
So it's not a bad idea to have a couple of options out there.
I'll start buying some now if I can find some. Yeah. Probably ought to do that. But yeah, that's going to be the thing I'm going to be looking at, trying to find some ammo for it. And plus, figuring out what kind of an upper I could throw on top of that. What length is that barrel going to be?
I'm not sure exactly what you sized it on, but usually we do like an 8.7.
Yeah. So yeah. If I had an, okay, so I need to get me a 8.7 inch upper built and just keep laying around here, because this is going to be in a pistol configuration, right?
Yes, sir.
Now I can just throw it on there.
Yeah.
So that's cool. That's good to think about. I'll be doing that in the meantime. I'm looking for the 300 blackout ammo. What do you think about the, I think I got time. Maybe I got time. What do you think? You know what? I'm going to ask you the question. You think about it. I need to do a little selling for spikes here real quick. But in the next segment, what do you think about the round that is the 300 blackout? For those of you out there that are interested in looking at spikes, go to spikestactical.com. The weapons they build, these are not just pretty faces. They have a distinct look. I can look at a Spikes gun and pretty much call it, depending on the muzzle device and maybe the rail. But all of that translates into absolute shooting heaven. They got one muzzle device that the gun just doesn't move. And now it's coming. They've got some that look bigger and meaner and better looking, but I always go for the standard one because it just runs so good. SpikesTactical.com, talking to Nick Goff from Spikes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Last time on the firing line, from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. I am speaking with Nick Goff from Spikes Tactical. We've been discussing guns out in the field and everything else if something like this were to happen. And you know that there would probably be a bunch of stuff dropped in the event that something like this happened, because they did a nice little poll, and 60% of Democrats would run if we were invaded.
Well, I mean, I guess we'll flush up on this and carry on.
Anyway.
Maybe they have a blackout for you.
So, maybe they would drop some. Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it. As far as the 300 blackout, what do you think about it is around? I have always thought that whichever genius came up with it was trying to get some sort of like 7.62... something comparable to that out of that. What are the strengths of that round, and what are the weaknesses?
So a lot of the hoopla and the hype around it when it was first being kind of developed and when it was released was about over penetration. So a lot of 223/556 complaints are that it, you know, a little laser beam and it just goes right through things and over penetrates in a home defense type of scenario. That's obviously not good. So a lot of it was, you know, knockdown power out of a rifle platform without too much potential for over penetration. So that's why, you know, it is a much bigger projectile, moving a little bit slower. So it fits its purpose. I mean, the nice part is you can truly make it a subsonic. You know, you can't do that with 5.56. So you have that as well. And we were talking, you know, are you going to put your grill on in a self-defense situation? Probably not, right? So it saves the ears a little bit too, when being run in a potential self-defense situation. Every round that comes out, I think, sure, if you're so deep in the industry, you see it. There's a new hot round coming out, it seems like weekly. You know, the 8.6 this or the 193 point whatever version 2. Like, it's always something. And, you know, to their defense, it's always great that there's innovation and people kind of push the envelope and find that perfect application for it. And everything does have its own application, so I think it's a matter of just sitting back and understanding what you're looking for out of a platform and then deciding if that projectile or that cartridge fits the need. You know, you're not going to take a 300 blackout and be like, this is my 800-yard gun. Like, that's just not going to be the case. But your truck gun, where you get into a defense situation, it's going to probably be under 100 yards. The brush is a high sought-after quality in that regard. It fits the bill for that. So, you know, it really just boils down to, do you need a Swiss Army knife or do you need a drawer full of knives?
Okay. What about range? Does it have a longer range? I know that in Iraq and Afghanistan, one of the things they were complaining about was that the Op-4 was using a longer reaching round.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely not a long range round. I mean, is it capable of it? Of course, you can launch a piece of metal into space with an explosion, and it's going to come down somewhere a long ways away. But how consistently and predictably is it going to do that? The 300 blackout is not that round. I mean, you can definitely get hits at distance, but it's not something where I would want my life or my friend's life depending on that shot. So it's definitely your mid-range to close-range knockdown type of round.
Well, I mean, my eyes are 61 years old, Nick, and so they see as good as most 61-year-old eyes would see. So unless I have some sort of a high-end optic, I'm probably not going to be able to see good enough, even with a decent red dot. 1-4 is not going to be good enough. All that stuff being equal, with an AR-15 type, you should see the... Have I sent you a picture of the DMR?
I think you did, like, the very first time that you were talking about it. I think you did.
That thing has an optic on it that I should be able to pick up the lunar modules that are left on the moon with that thing. That thing has a serious optic. But it's a bigger gun. And do you think with an optic, with like a pistol configured AR of whatever caliber it is, do you think you can get an optic that is really just honestly too big for the gun?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, at the end of the day, too, you need to understand the capabilities of that gun. If the optic is capable of seeing well past the...
And we lost him again. Of course, that's just fun stuff there.
Hello?
I'm here.
I can hear you the whole time.
Yeah. You were saying...
No, I was just saying that, you know, you can have the largest magnified optic mounted on the gun, but if the gun's not able to effectively and consistently engage out of the distance you can see, then really what's the point?
Well, I look at this stuff and I guess with that you'd just be looking at your hits falling short on your target. But you'd be able to see those really good.
For sure. Now, I mean, there's also the magnified optic has a dual purpose. Yes, it's obviously for engaging, but it could also be for observation.
Yes.
Positively identifying what you're looking at.
Yes.
Reporting what you're seeing to units and other people of your team that are capable of reaching out to that distance. So it's not useless. It's just, is it, you know, necessary, I guess, boils down to the application.
I'm looking forward to shooting this thing. I have shot one that somebody else has built before that had, I think, like a 7-inch barrel with a can on it. And, I mean, it was beautiful. It had subsonic ammo. It sounded like somebody was spitting while it was going off. I shot it without a set of AirPro on.
Yeah, and that's a nice quality to be able to have.
when you get a gun with a can on it, do you try to get them to where you can take them off if you need to, or do you like to kind of just screw on, you just leave them there? Because, like, with a gun this size, I'm thinking that I could just leave it on there forever.
Yeah, I typically like a direct thread mounting solution just because I like to confirm zero once I've added the suppressor. Once I've zeroed it to that, I prefer just to leave it if I can. And now your higher end suppressors are going to have a very, very limited, minimal point of impact shift on a zero, whether you take it on or off. It's going to when you put it back on, it should be pretty darn close. But yeah, if you can just leave it on, that's definitely preferred.
That would probably make it about, are we talking 6-7 inches for a can?
Roughly, yeah. I mean, there's some companies now offering, you know, a 3-inch mini can. And at that point, I just haven't seen any with enough noise reduction to really justify it at that point. It's just kind of silly.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, to each their own. If it's your application, then that's so be it.
That's interesting. I'm looking forward to seeing this gun when it comes out and everything else. And I will send you a picture of this with this gigantic optic on it, just in case you forgot. But are you guys going to NRA?
Are we going where?
To the NRA show in Houston.
I don't know, to be honest with you.
I think Cole told me that you were not.
Well, then I heard it from you first.
I don't remember. Yeah, I double check that with Cole. But if you when you're double checking that with him, please remind him that I would like something to put on my wall for the background for all the video that I shoot, especially when it's one of your products.
Well, I know we got we ordered some banners for you.
Okay.
And I believe they came in. I'm not sure exactly what sizes they ordered, but I know there was a pretty good range of sizes.
Outstanding. Spikes Tactical, this is a company that makes a gun that is within range of everybody. They make them for all budgets. All of their guns are hard. And when I say hard, I mean you can take them out and you're not going to, just normally carrying the gun and doing stuff, and, you know, unless you throw it into a metal shredder, it's going to withstand it. Thank you for joining me tonight. Be back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.